Man, they've just been on me since the free agency opened up, and I just built a connection with G Roy. He went to Maryland, which is my college that I went to. So, it was just a lot of connection there, and then I got guys over there already. So I just felt like it was a good fit. Everything worked out, and I'm just excited for the opportunity. I can't wait to get to work. So, I love the feel of everything out. So Chris Jones, can't wait to work with him. So it's just exciting for me, and it's a new step in my career. So just ready for it.
Yeah, you talk about the familiarity you have with some guys, with McLeod and with Boris Beedy and with Curley Gittens. Is that another selling point? Is that you have won with these guys and you get a chance to win again with a new team?
Right, and it's those guys are familiar to me, and we played at Toronto, so seeing that definitely sold me too. So it's like I get to play with those guys again, and it was a lifelong friend, so it's just opportunity that we get to play again on another team on the West Coast, so that's fun, and I'm excited for that too.
And finally, can you just speak about the impact you can have on the game, not just on special teams? Obviously, special teams you would have an impact, but that you can really change the complexion of a game with a big return for a touchdown or just a big return period.
Yeah, I just feel like I can score whenever I touch the ball. That's the confidence I have, and I feel like I'm a game changer, and I could just help a team out in that phase. So, anytime I touch the ball, I just feel like I could be explosive, and I could help my team out. So that's what I'm gonna try to do. With Edmonton, I just on special teams, hopefully at running back, get a couple touches. So I'm just excited for all that, man. It's just new opportunities, so can't wait. I had. We just built a connection, so it was just a lot of work put in, and I just believed in the returns and believed in the blocking schemes and all that stuff. So, like I said, I just feel like I'm explosive, and when you got guys like Edmonton has special teams, good special teams guys, you can do a lot of stuff with that. So, I'm just excited I have the same, opportunity I had in Toronto and Edmonton. So, I can't ask for more.
Winning the Grey Cup in your first CFL season, is that going through that experience? Is that something that you could bring to the locker room, to the Elks, who are obviously are trying to, reach that Grey Cup level?
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like having that experience, what we went through that year, and just winning the Grey Cup, and just knowing what it takes to get there. I feel like having that leadership in the locker room, it's definitely going to help. We got guys, all the guys from Toronto that's coming to Edmonton, all won the Grey Cup. So it's just having that experience and that leadership, like a guy like Mac in the locker room. I feel like it's definitely going to have an impact, and it's just going to be for the better.
This team kind of has a legacy with when it comes to the return game. Probably the greatest returner in CFL history played here in Gizmo Williams. And then over the last 7 years, it's kind of been a drought. We that was finally broken late last season. Maybe just speak to being able to be the one who maybe revitalizes this team's return game and brings it back to being amongst the best in the league.
Oh man, that's exciting. Like you said, Gizmo was a great returner. Like you said, the greatest to do it in CFL. So, just being able to put on that uniform, and trying to, just chase behind that, it's exciting for me. It's going to be a fun opportunity, man. And hopefully, I can do what you said and just bring back that excitement and return back to Edmonton and just work and just be blessed with every opportunity I get when I get back there and return. So, I'm excited for that.
I don't know if you've had any discussions with Coach Jackson, but are you looking forward to potentially also being more involved in the offensive side of the ball too, being used as a multi-threat?
Yeah, definitely. My original position is running back, so I can't wait to, see what the guys got planned for me, and just being able to try to get me in the offense, get me involved and at running back. So, like I said, I'm excited for that. And once I get up there, once I talk to coach and see what's going on, man, I can't wait for the opportunity. So, I know it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.